Yeah, let's get that microphone closer. How old are you, Christian?
8.
You're 8 years old, and you're busy, busy, busy. Okay, yeah. What grade are you in?
3.
Okay, where do you go to school?
Mary Hanley.
Who's your teacher?
Miss Dizzle.
Okay, you know all of the answers. All right, Monica, tell us about Christian, because he's busy.
He is a busy kid. Christian, 8 years old. He got sick when he was 4 months old with Kawasaki disease. And it's basically like an autoimmune disease, yeah. And it caused giant coronary aneurysms in his heart, which clotted, and he had a heart attack. And this happened all in a two-week span.
And he was, what, 5 months old?
4 months old.
Oh, my goodness.
He was 4 months old, and we actually didn't know for a couple weeks because we were going to medical appointments. Like, he was in the hospital before, but, you know, he was starting to get better, and then he had this heart attack at home, and then a couple weeks later, his hand started to turn purple, and I took him back in. I'm like, hey, no, there's something wrong. And so we were meeting with specialist after specialist in the Emerge, you know, telling our story of how he was born healthy, how my pregnancy was.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you know, we were talking to cardiology, and I was explaining what had happened for the past 2 weeks when he got sick with a gastro bug. And he's like, hey, we're going to do an echo. And we just knew at that point, when we're sitting there looking at the tech, looking at the doctor that came in, we're like, there's something wrong with his heart. So we're done. They come back into our room, and they're like, Kawasaki disease, heart attack. Your kid is super sick. We're like, oh my goodness.
So, like, who thinks that a baby, a 4 month old, is having a heart attack?
No, yeah, like, we had no idea. He had the heart attack at home. He survived it at home.
My goodness.
Yeah.
My goodness. I mean, it's 7.5 years past.
It is.
He had a heart transplant.
He had a heart transplant 6 months after the heart attack. So he was 10 months old. He had a heart transplant, and you know, he's been doing great. He's always been a kid that's responded really, really well to medical intervention. Mm-hmm. And without, you know, with the exceptions of a couple, you know, overnight stays and one when he got sick with RSV when he was a baby, we haven't been hospitalized until last year.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Wow. And obviously he's doing well.
He's doing well now. Yeah. We did have some complications. The summer of 2021, we had a transplant related complication called PTLD. Basically, his lymph nodes had a party, and they got super big in his guts, and he lost a lot of weight. He was having fevers and vomiting episodes, and so we went through a whole lot of tests for that. He ended up having an appendectomy, just so they could do a biopsy to see what was actually going on in his guts, because they couldn't quite figure it out. And so we started treatment for that September 2021. He got...
So with the heart transplant, with everything, like, so how often are you here? Are there, like, just regular checkups now, or is it...
Yeah, for a while, like, at the start, it's, you know, every 2 weeks, and then it goes down to, you know, every couple months, then every 6 months, and we were doing every 6 months for quite some time, and then, you know, after our complications, appointments bumped up a little bit more, and now we're back up to every 4 months or so.
Yeah, okay. You know, think about this Stollery and what it's done for your little boy and what it's done for your family. Like, can you even put into words?
You can't. I mean, just all the little things that they do for the kids, you know, having the beach, doing the expansion to the beach so they have a place to play outside. Having visitors come in. We were hospitalized over Christmas. Christian got to meet Connor McDavid. Santa came to our room for a visit. You know, he came Christmas Eve and left presents for the kids.
Yeah.
So we got some presents. You know, Child Life is always there trying to find us things to do.
Yeah.
And it's just, all those little things are just amazing.
Christian, tell me about, was it pretty cool to meet Connor McDavid?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you watch him all the time now?
No.
No. No. Okay. Do you watch Oilers hockey at all?
No.
Okay.
Well, you do if it's not, you know, past your bedtime.
If it's not, but it was pretty cool to meet Connor McDavid. All right. So, a prognosis, moving forward, what does that look like?
I don't know.
Mom, what does that look like?
Things are good right now. You know, his heart, his gifted heart is perfect. He's, you know, we haven't had any issues with rejection or anything like that. He's doing well. He's strong. He's healthy. And we have every reason to believe that he's going to remain this way.
For let you go, I mean, you know, I talk on my show a lot about organ donation and the importance of organ donation.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, your family's living that firsthand, and what do you say to that family?
I mean, the most you can say is thank you, which is, it's not quite enough. I mean, this kid wouldn't be here, you know, if a family in their darkest hour didn't say, yes, I will donate my organs. I mean, it means the world to us.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the fact that the doctors here can do that transplant on your little guy, and now seven and a half years later, look at him, just, you know, busy. Yes, look at you. Look at him. Friends, it's stories like this, right? It's stories like this that we keep coming back every year to raise money for the Stollery Children's Hospital and try to realize the need for things like the beach renovation to have an outside part of that, so kids who are here can actually spend some time outside as well. So that's why we're asking you to pick up the phone and make a donation at 780-407-KIDS online at stollerykids.com. You can text Stollery to 45678 as well for a $10, $20, $25 donation.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.